Let me ask you a question. What determines whether you feel happy or sad right now? What determines if somebody comes up to you and says they hate your guts, whether or not you laugh or whether or not you feel really rejected? You know, what determines whether right now, if I ask you, are you successful, how do you answer? You say you are or you're not. What determines whether you feel like you're successful or not? You know, if I asked you, do you have a great body? How would you respond? And my question is, how do you know what the answer is? What makes you say, yeah, I got a great body, or no, I don't? Do you feel fulfilled at the end of the day? Do you feel like your day was invested, or do you feel drained? If I asked you about your relationship, would you say you're in love or you're lost? And my question is, where do you get the answers? What the heck do I mean by this? I mean, when I ask you that question, how do you know what to say? The answer to your questions always come back to one thing. You have to answer them based on your own personal standards. In other words, if I say, do you have a great body, you have to answer that compared to what? Compared to your standards for what a great body would be. Does everyone hold the same standard? You and I both know that's not true. And the different standards that we hold govern not only how we feel, but also how we behave, ultimately what we do and who we become in our lives. Our beliefs about what is good and what is bad, what we should do and what we must do, these personal standards I call rules. And our rules basically determine when we get pain and when we get pleasure in our life. Our rules are our judge and jury. And here's the scary part. You didn't install your own rules. In fact, they're controlling how you feel right now about virtually everything in your life, and for the most part, you probably aren't in control of them. This session is designed to give you a clear awareness of what rules are, what their impact is on your life, and how you can change them and in a moment change your entire life. Are you really a successful person? Now you may say, absolutely, or you may say, well, kinda, or you may say, no. The answer you're giving me is based on this rule, this thing in the back of your head that says, in order to be successful, you have to do this, 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 and that. And it varies from person to person massively. I mean, do you know someone personally that you can think of who you think is real successful, but if you spend time with them, you found out they don't think they're successful? I mean, by your standards, you think, wow, this person's doing really great. They're making a difference in the world. They have a great family, great friends. They have a great career. But they don't feel like they're successful because they're not making $10 million a year, or they haven't gotten 8 billion people to change the way they think. You know, these sound exaggerated, but in the real world, and I'm working with thousands of people, I can tell you that most people have a set of rules that control how they think and how they feel that make it really hard to feel good and real easy to feel bad. And that's a great way to make sure for the rest of your life, no matter what you do, you could be winning and feel like you're losing because the scorecard you're using is unfair. It's unfair to you, and it may be unfair to your kids and your spouse. It may be unfair to the people you work with in your environment. And I want you to be able to change that. So are you successful? Answer the question if you would. If you said yes, my question to you is, well, how do you know you're successful? Remember, how do you know is the way to find out your rules to virtually anything. What does it take for you to be successful? What has to happen in order for you to feel successful? And again, I'll repeat this many times because this is the second question to find out somebody's rules. What has to happen in order for you to feel blank? So if you want to find out somebody's rules for success, you'd say, what has to happen in order for you to feel successful? If you want to find out their rules for being a great lover, what has to happen in order for you to feel like you're a great lover? If you want to know their rules for being intelligent, what has to happen for you to feel you're intelligent? So let's go back to the question. What has to happen in order for you to feel like you're successful? People who tell me they're not successful in answering this question invariably have a long list of things that have to happen in order for them to feel successful.